biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Emily Scarlett, 609 in Lansing. On today's program, they called him the Dear Leader, although that was more out of fear than love. We'll find out what we know about life under North Korea's Kim Jong-il and what the region may now face that he is dead. And a case of a dental office employee in Detroit who claims that he was abused, harassed, and then fired because he was HIV positive. We'll talk about the details and if there are any concerns the public should have about those with HIV working in the medical field. But first, 160 million American workers are now on the brink of seeing higher taxes beginning January 1st as the U.S. House today voted down a two-month compromise bill to extend payroll tax cuts. President Obama says this is the only bill that avoids the tax hike. To find out what congressional Republicans are thinking, I'm joined by Michigan Congressman Bill Huizinga, who himself voted against the legislation. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So I guess my first question is, what's the plan now? Are you guys heading out of town?
Well, no, I'm actually still here in Washington, and Senate is gone. They have left, but the House has appointed conference members. So we have said, here are our negotiators, and they are sticking around town, and we're ready here to work.
Now, one of the key tenets of congressional Republicans has been no tax increases, period. And that looks like essentially what's happening now that you've voted down this bill. Isn't this a major violation of that principle?
No, what we did, to be very clear, is we had passed a one-year extension of unemployment insurance as well as the Social Security payroll tax cut. That was amended by the Senate to make that 2 months instead of 12 months. That does not make much sense to me, or I think the people of 2nd District or the people of Michigan who are looking at this saying, why can't you guys get your act together and set a course here and take care of this for 12 months? When the Senate passed that back to us, we said, thanks, but no thanks. This is not good enough. We can do better, and we need to do better. And that's why we said we're going to have a request for a conference committee. When I was in the state legislature, we did this all the time. It's when the House and the Senate disagree, they appoint their people, their main negotiators, to go in and work out a compromise. And that's what the Senate, frankly, just needs to get back to work.
Well, why did Republicans in the Senate see this bill so differently than those in the House then?
Yeah, good question. I cannot get myself into the mind of some of those members. A cynic might say, hey, it was time to be home for Christmas. Others might say that they thought this was actually a good deal. For me, I agree with Democrat Senator Joe Manchin out of West Virginia, who says, 2 months is laughable. 2 months is a joke. We need to provide certainty to employees and employers on this, and that makes sense to make it a minimum of a year-long solution.
Well, whether it's a year or 2 months, aren't most Americans concerned about the bottom line and that they don't want to see their taxes increased? And isn't that really what we're going to now see happening?
Well, not necessarily. If the Senate will come back and do its job, they have the ability to make sure that this tax increase doesn't happen. Just like I voted for a week or so ago with this original bill where we set out that 12-month solution. It's really, the paperwork is all back to them. The ball is clearly in their court. And frankly, I think the Senate ought to be coming back, and the president ought to be calling for them to come back.
Would that be unprecedented, though, for them to return after leaving for the holidays?
No, it's not unprecedented at all. I used to work for my predecessor, Peter Hoekstra. There was always a lot of question marks coming up to the end of the year when Pete was going to be home. I had that when I was in the state legislature as well, where there was times we were working up to the 23rd, the 24th, meeting in between Christmas and New Year's. Bottom line is the American people, the people of Michigan, are expecting us to come up with solutions. We want to get to a solution that makes sense, and it's very achievable.
I'm talking to U.S. Congressman Bill Huizinga, who voted against, along with many Republicans in the House, against this two-month compromise bill. Now, the House version to extend...
Can I just interject one thing?
Sure.
It was a Senate compromise. Now, that was not a legislative compromise. They had a compromise within their own body, but they did not include the House in on that compromise. How this works is the House passes a bill, the Senate passes a bill, and when they disagree, they get together in a conference committee, and they don't debate the parts that they agree on. They only debate the parts that they disagree on. So, for example, Keystone Pipeline, the Democrats in the Senate and the Republicans in the Senate agreed with that. Amen, hallelujah. Let's move on to the next issue. The issue is not whether we want to see unemployment insurance extended. The issue is not whether we want to see the Social Security payroll tax cut happening. The question isn't whether we want to see Medicare reimbursements to doctors and hospitals to happen. The question is whether 2 months is adequate or whether we need to do this for a year minimum.
I think
the year minimum is reasonable.
But wasn't it really those spending cuts the Democrats opposed about your bill, not necessarily the timeline of the payroll tax extension?
We had a bipartisan bill that had a number of Democrats that came on board with the House solution as well. And this is unfortunately is not new. If you go to my website, heisinger.house.gov, we have something called the Job Tracker. There's over 30 bills, including a Keystone Pipeline standalone bill, that have been sitting over in the Senate for months. That bill alone's been sitting over there for 6 months. The fact is that they have not been able to get their act together. Harry Reid has not been able to lead his institution, and it's frankly shameful that they would just bail on the American people and go home for vacation.
Would they have to then agree with the House bill completely, or are you willing likely to budge a little bit on some of the cuts proposed in the House bill that has the 1 year of an extension?
Yeah. No, they don't have to agree with that. In fact, they have rejected that. They amended it. We rejected their amendment to the House bill. And so now it's time for the conferees, for our negotiators to get together, the House and the Senate to get together. The interesting thing is Steny Hoyer, who's the minority leader, said today he was prepared to be here every day other than Christmas Day to work out an agreement. But he doesn't want to have these conferees appointed. He wants to do this, pass this 2 month, and then we'll work on the 12-month solution. We don't need to pass the 2 month Band-Aid if we would just start working on this right now. Chuck Schumer said the same thing. He would be the first one on an airplane back from New York to start working on a 12-month solution. Well, Chuck, come on down. Get to Washington, and we can start working on this right now, and we can get this solved.
When Americans see the Senate and the president on the same page, and really the Congress or the House is now the odd man out, couldn't it appear to them that it could be the House that's being unreasonable here?
Well, the president has definitely changed his tune on this, because if you look back not even a week ago, the president was saying a two-month fix is not acceptable. It has to be a minimum of 12 months. 12 months was the threshold, and suddenly he has changed his tune. Now, I hope it's not for political reasons. That would be very unfortunate. But again, I think you just see the Senate being dysfunctional and not able to get the job done.
What about the federal unemployment benefits? Over 60,000 jobless workers in Michigan are now relying on them. Do you think the House will insist on this reduced schedule for 2012?
Well, again, that is part of the parts that we need to negotiate. The House said 59 weeks. The current law is 99 weeks. I believe that what was being negotiated or talked about in the Senate was something like 79 weeks. There is room for compromise on that, but if you're not going to come into town and do the work, it's impossible to get to that point. So, there is nobody. Trust me, my family is involved in construction. I own a small sand and gravel company with 3 employees. I know how challenging it has been over the past few years in the job market. I don't want to see these things cut or ended. And again, it's we have done our job here in the House, and it's time for the Senate to start acting.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. I'm guessing this would then have to be all handled by Friday. I mean, is this enough time in the next 4 days or so to actually get the job done?
Yeah, like I said, our conferees have been appointed. They are here. They have all agreed to stay in town, with the exception of going home. I believe it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Then they've got all of next week as well. Look, we passed a very controversial Defense Department appropriations bill, in less than a week. The House passed its bill. The Senate passed its bill. They didn't match up. They went to conference, and they ended up passing both the House and the Senate and signed by the president in less than a week. We can get this done. It just takes some political will. And I think, again, you know, the response I've gotten from people back home is, seriously, 2 months? That's all you guys can do? They look at this as Exhibit A on a dysfunctional Congress.
And now, would the full Senate have to come back, or just their conferees?
Well, right now, they would just need to appoint their conferees, is my understanding, and get them back. And then at some point or another, we all have to come back and have a final vote. And we should be able to do that.
And everyone would have to be back. Probably would be next week, I'm guessing, take this vote. And in terms of what happens if they don't do that, I mean, we're really looking then at unemployment benefits being immediately ended in about 2 weeks for 60,000 plus Michiganians, and taxes going up on 160 million Americans. That is what will happen. What are the chances of that actually occurring?
Well, it is all on the lap of the Senate at this point, and I think the good people of Michigan need to let their senators know that they want them to get their job done.
Well, a very high-pressure holiday season in Washington, and Michigan Congressman Bill Huizinga. Bill, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about this case in Detroit where an employee at a dental office says he was bullied, harassed, abused, then fired because he's HIV positive. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.